Attention, mill spouses, families, and service members. It's now time for another empowering episode of Army Wife Talk Radio, the leading and longest-running podcast of its kind. AWTR is here to engage, educate, and encourage you by sharing dynamic interviews, social media connections, news, and empowering military life information. Here are your AWTR hosts, your Army Wife Network command team.
Hello, everyone. I am Dr. Sherita Knobloch. And when I say doctor, I mean newly minted Dr. Knobloch. Henceforth, the ridiculous, very, very in my face, literally, get up today. It is a pleasure to join you for today's Mill Spouse Empowerment Moment. And it is all about the importance of military spouse celebrations. Now, I love a good party. I have loved to party, like celebrate people. From the get-go, my mom always used to say that, like, if we had people over, and because we lived in rural Kansas, and so if we had people over, I never wanted the party to stop. Having people at our house was such a big deal. Now, as an adult and as a military spouse, I make ridiculous cakes for, like, celebrations, usually birthdays. That's the one good thing COVID gave to me, as far as watching tons of baking shows, and now knowing how to do things like make chocolate ganache or marshmallow fondant or triple, quadruple layer cakes, things like that. But I'm not a professional, but I do like to celebrate those moments because it gives such a beautiful significance to people to say, I see you. I'm glad you were born today, if it's for a birthday or hooray for your accomplishment. I also really try to make sure that I celebrate other military spouses in whatever way I can, whether that's their educational journey, like I'll be sharing about today, or maybe making it through a deployment milestone, or their own birthdays. Because I feel like mill spouse moms and military spouses in general kind of get overlooked sometimes. We do the wonderful dog and pony shows for our service member when they get promoted or they get earn their tab at Ranger School, which of course, all those are very important, but we really have to be intentional to celebrate ourselves or maybe ask other people to do that. So I want to just take a few minutes today to celebrate all military spouses and share a little bit about my personal journey and the importance of military spouse celebrations. So I've got a few tips for us as we move into this. Celebrate regardless of the size of the victory or the accomplishment. Now, obviously I'm wearing this getup, this tam, this tassel is swinging all over the place. And it's very distracting. I feel very like shiny wanting to look at it. But I'm wearing this getup because for 5 years, I worked on my doctorate and I just last fall was conferred my degree. So relieved. And in just a couple of weeks, my entire family is flying to Virginia so that I can get hooded. I can walk across the stage and have the celebration. Now, of course, we have our big epic celebrations we've talked about already. The graduations, of course, the weddings, the birthdays, the whatever else, those things that are, you know, the promotions at work. But sometimes the small victories are just as sweet. So we'll be dropping some blogs here in the comments to kind of share a little bit about that. So here's an example of like celebrating a small moment in the male spouse life. Every day, not every day, but most days of the week, my daughter comes home from school and we just take like 20 minutes to sit down, maybe if it's cold outside, drink a cup of tea, which those days are long gone now in El Paso, at least until probably November. But we'll drink a cup of tea, or maybe we'll make a smoothie, watch a quick little show after school just to celebrate. Hey, we made it through another day. And then she'll go do her chores. I'll go finish some of my to-do list. And not only are those kind of like moments to celebrate, be in the moment, really good for our mental health, it nurtures my relationship with my daughter, establishes kind of a battle rhythm that automatically includes that rhythm of rest and celebration, and teaches us to slow down just a little bit. It's also a great pick-me-up for like days like Thursdays, Wednesdays. Those are the days that I'm going to be like, okay, wrap it up. I'm over this week because, you know, that's just where I happen to fall. So the next tip, celebrate even in the absence of the service member. Now, man, I know this can be a hard one. Like, been there, done that, ate my own Trace Leche's cake because I had I've had so many birthdays by myself, so many kids' birthdays, so many holidays. I'm preaching to the choir here. Ladies and gents, you know the jam. Our service members are gone and because of their mission, holidays, celebrations, those big life events can't really be taken into account. So I encourage you, it might not be exactly the same, but do it anyways. Now, there are tips to get through those deployments or like those milestones, but if it's too painful to celebrate traditionally with the cake or the big experience, do something totally different that maybe you wouldn't be able to do or you wouldn't want to do if your service member was here. Like make it a me day, massage, go out for sushi, get a mani-pedi, walk around a bookstore and you don't even have to buy anything. Whatever fills your bucket. Also, celebrate your kiddos. Of course, April right now is Month of the Military Child. We're about to wrap it up, but we want to always celebrate our military kids. If you are a military parent of these kiddos, celebrate that. Celebrate, hey, we made it through this season of testing. We made it through something they were worried about, or we're a third of the way through a deployment, or we another month down in fill in the blank. Okay. So let them pick their favorite desserts, pick where they want to eat for supper that night. Next, to celebrate male spouse celebrations, release the expectation of Pinterest perfect. Now, I've never been a Pinterest spouse, a Pinterest mom, a Pinterest nothing. Like I might look on Pinterest or share Army Wife Network things on Pinterest. Oh, brother. I'm resourceful crafty. I'm not like classy crafty, right? So if it fills your bucket and you're awesome at the Pinteresty beautiful things, 100% go for it. Otherwise, just do the best you can the season that you're in. And if you're thinking about celebrating these experiences, don't feel like every year needs to be bigger and better than the last. Take into account your season. If it's a season of deployment and you are running on E, first of all, you're not alone on that. Secondly, again, get creative. Hire out that party. Like just say, we're meeting at this jumpy house place or we're meeting at the park. I bought a cake from Albertsons. Like, happy birthday, baby. Here's all your friends. Okay. I actually have a friend here, family friends here in El Paso. They have four kids. And so it can get kind of expensive to throw a bigger and better party every year. So their kids have the big parties every other year. So 1 year they're on, 1 year they're off. So they still celebrate, but some years it might be a small family celebration. Other times it's really big. Next, this is a big one. Everybody listening, don't undermine or underestimate your victory or accomplishment. I know it might be silly that I'm wearing my tam and tassel and gown right here on a Facebook Live in my living room on a random Thursday. You know what? I don't care. I paid all the dollar bills for this thing. I worked thousands of hours on this degree. And I'm not saying I'm like pinkies up, whatever, but I'm just saying like, holy buckets, I did it. And holy buckets, you did it. Whatever you did, having that baby when you were really worried about it, conquering that anxiety, running that race, it might be a 5K. Hey, 3 miles is still 3 miles. Like, and if you ran it, you walked it, you shuffled it, and you've never done that, that is a victory. That is a victory. And I want you to celebrate that because it's too easy to just say, I'm too busy. I don't want to. It's too much work. Celebrate it and don't blow it off. Also, don't compare your celebration to someone else's. Look, if it makes you happy and you're glad that you worked for it and you're proud of it, celebrate it. If it's a big deal to you, live it up. Next, it also doesn't always have to be practical. Now, hear me when I say you don't need to like spend your 401k on a giant 1 month trip to Australia. Probably not the best life choice. Okay. But sometimes these celebrations aren't exactly practical, but they're worth it. For example, my entire family, so four of us are flying to Virginia for graduation. Now, financially, is it practical? We're not breaking the bank. We budgeted for it. It's okay. Could we do something else with that money? Sure. But I think when it comes down to it, really ask yourself the question, if I skip this or I don't recognize or acknowledge this, will I regret it? And I guarantee you, friends, if I wasn't going to graduation, I would regret it because I really did. I worked super hard for this. And it was, if you ever have a chance to get your doctorate during a pandemic as a military spouse, when you own a business and are homeschooling as a second grader, pass on that. All right. 5 years ago, I didn't know any of those things would be a thing in 2020, 2021, and 2022. Just think about like why you want to celebrate. It doesn't always have to be practical, but if it's something that you're proud of, celebrate it and make it happen. Now, just think about a few of those things. If you Pass on it. If you don't celebrate it, don't recognize it. Will you regret it? Next, invite your tribe to participate, or better yet, ask them to host. If you have an amazing battle buddy that's been cheering you on the entire time, make the ask. It might seem like a big ask. Be like, I don't want to have to clean my house to host my own party. That just seems kind of like meh. It's not quite as awesome because it's a load of work for you. Say, hey, I'm willing to like pay for the food. Would you mind hosting? Would you mind coordinating this? Because there's something so beautiful about being seen and celebrated. There's something so beautiful about being seen and celebrated and making that ask. Or if someone offers, like, I would like to throw you a celebration. Like, I would like to take you out for lunch. Goodness, just like Chrissy's mem from last week, the Mill Spouse Empowerment Moment, the power of yes is a game changer. So if they want to celebrate you and that's something you're comfortable with, do it. I get that some introverts might be like, hard pass. I don't need 50 people staring at me or singing happy birthday or fill in the blank. So maybe say like, instead of having a party, I would love to like go out to a fancy dinner with you, or let's go get drinks and dessert or whatever your jam is. Like, be able to communicate that. And that's going to take some boldness and some boundaries and some courage, but then you get the best of both worlds. You get what fills your bucket in your heart and you get to be celebrated. And finally, kind of on the flip side of that, take note of the important events and celebrations of your tribe, and then recognize that. Again, as I mentioned in the intro, it seems like military spouses often get overlooked because our service members are maybe gone, or maybe some of our service members, like mine, don't celebrate holidays kind of the go big or go home style because they've had to adapt over years and years and years of military service. They still have a job to do on Christmas. So, you know, as my husband reminds me, he's like, I'm glad we celebrate Christmas, but I can't let it destroy me if I can't participate, right? He still has a job to do. So if our service members are gone, or maybe celebrating is not necessarily their jam, recognize that in other people and offer to be that person to celebrate those Mill Spouse celebrational moments with your tribe. Hey, such and such just graduated, or they made it through the deployment, or I'm just going to, you know, I have a friend, her name is Megan. She's amazing. She's so good at celebrating with me, even long distance. Like, we were only in the same time zone, same duty station for less than a year. And we still talk every couple of weeks on the phone, and she will celebrate. Like, she understands the challenges that I face or how I want to be seen and recognized. So she'll send me supper, DoorDash it to my house, or send me an Amazon package to say like, hey, way to go. My coach, Susan, sent me 10, I think it was 10, or maybe it was 10 or an 8-pack of confetti cannons when I got close to defending my dissertation, because our theme was get the confetti ready, right? So you just have great people who come alongside you, and I encourage you to do that for other people. You, my fellow military spouse, have undoubtedly earned your celebration, whatever that looks like. Having a baby, running a race, PCSing and maintaining a majority of your sanity-ish. I mean, it's not really quantitative, you know, right? Or making it through a deployment, graduating with your degree, earning your high school diploma, whatever that is, congratulations. I am so proud of you, and I would love to make you a cake to celebrate, or celebrate in person, give you one of those celebratory cheesy jump hugs. So as we wrap up, I just want to remind everyone, be sure to catch our podcast twice a week. That's right. We push out two podcasts every week. Mondays, we do our full-length podcast episodes, and we've got some good stuff happening this month. I mean, it's always great. I'm super biased, but our guests are on fire right now. Check us out online, armywifenetwork.com. We also have our Mill Spouse Empowerment Moments that drop every Thursday. So just bookmark that, subscribe online so you don't miss a thing. Also, connect with us on social media. Coming up in May, we are doing a reel challenge. So we are hoping to push out all kinds of reels for that for the month of May. It should be a lot of fun because our Army Wife Network command team is ridiculously talented and funny and true and authentic and encouraging. So check us out on all social media, Facebook, Pinterest, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn at Army Wife Network. And of course, you can always subscribe to our newsletter. The Sit Rep comes out twice a month. That's it. We don't ever spam you. Hashtag ain't nobody got time for that. So as we wrap up, thanks for hanging with me. I just want to say once again, congratulations for your accomplishments. You earned it. You did it. Engage, educate, encourage. Army Wife Network is your source for military life empowerment. This is your Army Wife Network command team signing out.
Thank you for tuning in to Army Wife Talk Radio. The views and opinions expressed in our show are personal. AWTR is in no way affiliated with the Department of Defense or any other branch of the armed services. Inclusion in our show does not reflect endorsement by the DoD, any local government, or their agencies. Until the next episode, head over to armywifenetwork.com to connect with all of our engaging resources. Engage, educate, encourage. AWN is your source for military life empowerment.